Call from Hire My Caregiver.
Hi, Stella speaking.
Yeah, hi. My name is Sean Young. I'm 50 years old.
Okay.
I was on the Chester County waiver program, but then I moved to Montgomery County last year. And the waiver program still pays for my, girl to come in and help me, but I don't know if that still went through Chester County or if it transferred over to Montgomery County, because I'm getting ready to leave the nursing home and go back home.
We're actually a home care agency. I can check it up for you. Let's see what's chosen Medicaid. But are you interested in home care services? Like you're interested in looking
yes.
for an agency in Montgomery County?
Yes.
Because we are in Montgomery County. Like we service Montgomery
County. Well, I live in Montgomery County. My apartment is in Montgomery County.
Got it. Then you're looking for like a new agency in Montgomery County?
Pardon me?
Are you looking for a new agency? Because we're a home care agency. Would you want to try
agency?
Montgomery County?
Right. I believe, yes.
What's your first and last name? Let me try to log in your account.
Okay. My name is Sean, S-H-A-W-N.
Okay.
Young, Y-O-U-N-G.
And what's your date of birth?
5/22/1967.
67?
Huh?
67, right?
6.
Got it. Okay, let me see. The system is a bit slow. Give me a minute.
When I looked at the waiver program on the internet, it gives your name, your number.
Because we're affiliated with the waiver program, but...
Pardon me?
We work with the waiver program. We're not the program direct. We are a home care agency, so that's why we can assist you, like getting you...
I understand that. I'm just saying it didn't give me any other option.
Let me see why it doesn't go. Give me a minute. Does not work. The system just let me try long in a different way.
So this would be the one where like they can help you get dressed, do cooking.
Yeah, either bring you a caregiver. Or you can sign up to work for, like, a family member to work for you.
Yeah, because my last gig drove me to doctor's appointments and cooked my meals and kept my pills straight.
Yeah, we can do that. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
We're going to find you a good day. Don't worry.
Thanks.
Okay, something is wrong with this program. So give me 2 minutes.
Excuse me just 1 second. My hands are in here.
Hi, okay. So actually the system is very slow, so I actually can pull it up right now. Let me see if it's going to work later. But let me ask you like that. So you have already the waiver program and you want to transfer it over to Montgomery County?
That's what I was hoping. See, I thought it automatically transferred when I moved.
Sometimes
because I was getting waiver services. Wait, I'm sorry, what?
I just need to check where it is, but it really doesn't matter. If you have the waiver program, then you can get services all over Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask like that. How many hours were you approved for?
55.
How much?
55 per week. Yes.
So what I can do is, like, you have a caregiver that you want to sign up, or you want, we should bring you a caregiver?
Well, I just, I need to find out if I'm still approved to get the services. I mean, when I came back into the nursing home, did that, like, have my things cut off and I had to reapply, or how does that work?
Nursing home, where are you?
Wait, pardon?
Are you currently in a nursing home?
Yeah, but I get out in 2 days.
Oh, you're getting out. So, on your, just go to Montgomery, right?
Yes. Yeah, I live at Limerick Green Apartments. It's a 55 and older apartment complex.
So what I can do is, if you don't have the services anymore, but I can have a specialist help you get you the services back. Like, if
okay, that would
but
be wonderful.
I can't, as I said, I can't log into your account right now because the system makes issues. But if you claim you have it or you had it replaced once, then it shouldn't be an issue. Do you have maybe your Medicaid ID?
I don't have it on me. A lady came out to my apartment before I went back in the hospital and then ended up here. And she asked me all these questions. And I think she had something to do with it because she was going to try it, but then I went in the hospital.
So I don't know who she was. We're going to have a specialist assist you with everything. Like, you don't need to worry, really.
Okay.
Do you want, what's your number to contact you? The number you called me now, is it a main line? Like, is it from the nursing home, or it's your private phone number?
This is in the nursing home, so for the next 2 days, this is the number to call.
I got it. Then do you have any other number after that?
You will, but it's a long story with a cell phone. But you will have a stable
number. But do you have
number.
A number yet, or you don't have a number yet that I can put in for permanent?
No. Like I said, in a couple of days, I'll have one that is permanent.
Got it.
So
I can't
figure out which one. Pardon me?
It's fine. I just wanted to check with that because I need, like, they'll need to be able to get in touch with you, like always. So I'll put in the number right now, and then once you have, I guess, a different number, you'll call us back, right? Will you save our number somewhere so you have it?
Yeah, I'll save it. All right, bye.